Ailing Cuban leader Fidel Castro was absent at the meeting of leaders in the city of Cienfuegos, more than 200 kilometers southeast of Havana. Instead, his brother and acting president Raul Castro gave a speech to a dozen heads of state, including those from Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. Castro said the Petro-Caribe Oil Alliance, launched in 2005, has meant that member states have enough fuel to ensure economic development and satisfy people's needs. He also criticized the high demand for energy from industrial nations.
No cabe duda de que el consumismo creciente en los países industrializados.
Castro said there is no doubt that growing consumerism in rich nations is having a devastating impact on the planet and will continue to do so unless held in check. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez told delegates that the Petrocaribe project is partly aimed at countering outside pressure.
Comienza a consolidarse una nueva geopolítica petrolera.
Mr. Chavez said member states are creating a new geopolitics of oil that serves the people's interests and not those of imperialists or big corporations. Members of Petrocaribe formally admitted Honduras, expanding the partnership to 17 nations. Under the program, member states can pay for Venezuelan oil and processed fuel over several years instead of the typical period of days or weeks. Jorge Piñon, a former president of Amoco Oil Latin America, says the deal has enabled smaller nations to acquire needed energy supplies amid soaring prices for fuel. He adds the oil deals have placed a new burden on Venezuela.
Instead of being indebted to a Chase or a Citi or one of the big banking conglomerates of the world, or to the International Monetary Fund for that matter, all of these states are now today becoming indebted to Venezuela.
President Chavez said that Petrocaribe members' collective debt for Venezuelan oil is currently almost $1.2 billion. He said some Petrocaribe members may be able to pay for Venezuelan oil with goods or social services. Cuba, for example, pays for some of its oil with medical care provided to poor Venezuelans by Cuban doctors. Venezuela also has sent more than $166 million to Cuba to refurbish a Soviet-era refinery in Cienfuegos, which officials are inaugurating during the summit. Officials say the facility will process 65,000 barrels of oil a day and boost Cuban supplies of diesel, gasoline, and jet fuel. Piñon says the refinery will be a crucial resource in coming years when Cuba plans to begin drilling in new offshore wells.
The benefit for Cuba is that it gives them additional refinery capacity in case any new oil is found in deep water offshore Gulf of Mexico.
The U.S. Geological Survey estimates that the waters between Cuba and the U.S. state of Florida contain at least 4.6 billion barrels of undiscovered oil. Brian Wagner, VOA News, Miami.